This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm a health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Many college students are unaware of their hearing loss, and that's true. When you think about people getting up in years being concerned about hearing loss, but now there's college students. You believe that? Many college students now think they can hear just fine, but new research suggests that up to one-fourth of them may actually have evidence of early hearing loss. The new finding appears in the International Journal of Audiology. Researchers made this discovery while recruiting college students with normal hearing for a study that looked at whether the use of personal music players like iPods can cause temporary hearing loss. Several of the students who reported normal hearing during telephone interviews showed signs of hearing loss when tested. One quarter of 56 students at the University of Florida in Gainesville, not much of a Gator fan, by the way, go Noles, who reported normal hearing during the initial phone interviews actually measured 15 decibels of more hearing loss at one or more test frequencies. So students completed a health survey and questionnaire about the hearing exposure to loud noise and underwent hearing tests in a sound booth at all the sound frequencies used in a traditional full hearing test. Of the participants who demonstrated hearing loss, 7% had 25 decibels or more of hearing loss, which is considered to be mild. And hearing loss occurred in both range frequencies identified as speech frequencies because they aid in speech discrimination, as well as the higher frequencies. The highest levels of high-frequency hearing loss occurred among male students who reported using personal music players such as iPods and MP3 players, the study showed. So be careful what you do with the volume, especially listening to our iPods. I mean, now it's becoming so popular with all that we do, and it's important to manage that because you turn them up too loud. I mean, of course, you're putting it in your ear. A lot of studies have been shown that it can cause hearing loss. So it's important to be really careful with our ears, with everything that we do. I mean, there's so much that can damage that. With cell phones, always, I mean, even the earpieces we use for those, we have to be careful. So watch your hearing, because now we've got our young people that are already getting into a mild stage of hearing loss. It's a big deal. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you've got questions you want to ask and you can't get in through the phone lines, they're open right now. But if you can't get in, you can always go to Twitter, tweet me a message, and I'll be able to answer it either through that or on the show. Also with Facebook, or you can send me an email. Go to asaandrew.com and be glad to make it part of the show. Quote for the day comes from a proverb. It says, "He who hesitates is lost." You got to act quickly in life, and you got to make it happen. So true with everything, especially with our health. When you're thinking about things you need to do for your health and for your life to get your body where it needs to be, for example, changing the way you eat. Now, one thing is you got to make the decision. That's the biggest thing for people. If people come into a clinical setting, they always want to, it's always, the doctor says, "I want to get well. I want to make sure that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of it. Been dealing with a thyroid condition or heart disease or whatever they've been dealing with," and they go into a doctor's office, whoever it might be, and they're struggling. And they want to know what they can do. Well, the first thing is you got to make a decision that you want to get well, that whenever your doctor comes up with a game plan for you, that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. And coming up with a made-up mind is one of the biggest keys. So if you got to change the way you eat, if you've got to exercise more, if they're going to put you on medication, but, oh, you don't want to take it, but, oh, your blood work and everything else said that you need to because maybe your body's in a place where it needs it, you have to be willing to do it. And you better be willing to trust whoever you're working with that they can guide you and lead you down the path of where you need to be. And that's really the key, is to make sure that you can find someone you can walk with and then make the right decisions so you can get well, stay well, and live well. That's the key. The great thing is our body changes. If our body can get sick, it can also get well. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out, which is an amazing thing. It's all come down to us. A little bit of genetics, for sure. Don't forget that what grandma and grandpa had definitely got passed down. But that's okay. We can make changes. That's the good news. We have the ability to choose and to make radical changes in our life that can yield those radical results. 888-283-7272. You can call me right now. We're going to go to Stan. Hi, Stan. Welcome to the show.
Hey there, doctor. Hey, I'm a diabetic and have been for about 6 or 7 years. And I worked out a good bit, basically on a track, and tried to eat well. I got a question for you, though. Here a while back, I was always checking my pulse rate, generally in the morning and everything. But I think I maybe got a little paranoid. I'm not sure I'm checking it right. I was told that if you press hard on your wrist, you're not going to get an accurate reading. I had one day was checking it, and to me, my pulse rate went beep, 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 beep. And it kind of was just a slight pause and beep, 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 beep. And, you know, he'd do that about 100 times, you know. But it was almost like it had in about 100 where he would like to climb in a hill. Is that something to be concerned about?
Did it happen, you said it only happened a couple times a day, or did it happen one right after another?
Oh, no. I'd have 60 to 70 regular type beats before he'd do it, you know. And
have you gone to see your doctor yet?
No, I've got a physical coming up in May. My question is, do I take the pulse rate? Right, someone said you should just lightly lay your finger across the wrist. That's the only way you're going to get an accurate reading. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
You want to go to the light.
If you put a lot of pressure on that wrist, can you get a distorted reading?
There's a host of things that it could be. A lot of could-bes. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that's one of those deals where it's a little – kind of a little red flag flashing back and forth, like, hey, there's something going on, not sure what it is. Could be something as simple as stress. I mean, really, that sounds so generic, but it's true. And that's why going in and letting the physician do some blood tests, things you think that they're going to do at your physical, they'll probably maybe do it now, but I would go in still because you don't want to wait. You just don't. Not when you're playing around with your heart rate and all that. That's nothing you want to play around with. What is your age, by the way?
58 next Friday.
Yeah, 58. So you're still young. You really are. Some people think it's old. It's not, man. You're still young. It's just one of those ages where now things are starting to – if you ever get that little sign that something might be wrong or something might be changing in the body, then you definitely want to go in. That's one of those things where I'm like –
Here's the thing. I was going to a diabetic specialist back in 2009. And when they did the blood work on me, he said, this is one reason I left him. He said to me, well, your thyroid's a little low, but I'm not going to do anything with it right now.
Okay.
And so then I went to this doctor and I thought he was an MD, but he was, of all things, he was a chiropractor, but he was specializing in the treatment of diabetes.
Okay.
And he told me, in fact, he helped me. He really did. He told me things I did not know. And they did these tests on me, and he said, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, we lost the call. That's okay. The bottom line is, go see your physician on that and keep me posted.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to more Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to kick it off right now and go with Jim. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Good evening there. How you doing, sir?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Okay, well, my daughter's got MS, and she's had it for like about 3 years or something like that. And I was just wondering, is there anything that you can take, eat, whatever, to, I mean, she's on Avonex, she gets a shot a week, but I was just wondering, is there anything else that you can do to help something like this?
Now, what is her age, your daughter?
She's 30.
30, okay. And the diagnosis for about 3 years now, right?
Correct, exactly.
Okay. Has the progression of the MS that she's dealing with, has it been progressive, rapid, or has it been very slight and slow?
Very slight and slow. I mean, you know, she got diagnosed with it. You know, she got the numbness. First off, she got numbness in her thumbs, you know, and she just thought it was her shoulder, and she thought it was just the way she was sleeping or something like that. And then one day she just, you know, it's like the whole right side of her body went numb. Mm-hmm. And so she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, let me run a test. And sure enough, she had MS. And so she's been taking the Avonex shots ever since then, once a week. And I'm just wondering, is there some sort of food or something like that, vitamins or something like that, that will help her?
There are. There's a lot of things that can help. And first thing you don't want to do, I mean, she needs to definitely obviously keep taking medication, and you don't want to change any of that regimen, but there's a lot that she can do to support her body as she's going through this. And one key thing to note is that with multiple sclerosis, the key of it is you've got basically the nerve, and you've got myelin around the nerve. And what happens is, as we know, there's the myelin begins to break down, and that's where the sclerosing happens and the damage happens to the nervous system. Well, we've found and have always known, actually, that the galactose milk sugar, which is found, it's found in milk products, but one of the better milk products that you can use that can help, that rebuilds myelin. Now, whether this will rebuild, once something has sclerosed, it's very hard for it to rebuild, obviously, but it can help in the rebuilding process, and the hope is, not saying that it will do this, but the hope is that it could work on the mechanism of rebuilding and building within the body. Galactose milk sugar, goat's milk is really good because it's the closest molecular structure that we have to human mother's milk. So our bodies are accustomed to it. Unlike cow's milk, raw cow's milk dairy I'm a big fan of, okay? It works really well. The body handles it fairly well. But the casein protein that's in there, when it's homogenized and pasteurized, it becomes a little bit more difficult for the body to handle and break down. So the goat's milk tends to be a little bit on the easier side for the body to work with. Kefir is great. Of course, it's a little bit more curdled. And then yogurt being even more in butter as well. So all of those are going to contain the galactose milk sugar that can help support her body as she's going through this. Again, it's just helping to build. We know that just through all the textbooks and basic physiology books that's what galactose does. The other thing that can be helpful for her, along with working with her physician, is to make sure that she's eating properly. Getting out gluten from the diet, which, you know, gluten is a protein found in most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, the whole nine yards. Gluten is more difficult for people that are celiac disease, which celiac disease, they can become deathly ill by eating that. But we also know that about 95% of Americans are gluten intolerant. And it just, basic things like gas and bloating, fatigue, and those sorts of things, brain fog, all of that has to do with the gluten intolerance. But we also know that the nervous system itself is impeded in some ways by gluten. And it's never going to hurt to eliminate gluten, see how she feels. I mean, there's so much gluten-free stuff out at the stores now. You don't just have to go to, say, a health food store, a specialty health food store. All the basic stores like Kroger and Publix and those sorts of things, they contain and they carry all these gluten-free products. And you can go that route, see how her body responds. All the omega-3 fats are very, very good. If you're thinking about supplementation, then I'm a big fan of the Foundational Four. These are the four things that I always am just a fan of. I take them myself. I think that every family should have them on the kitchen table for kids and adults alike, and that's cod liver oil or a good omega-3 oil for your omega-3 fatty acids. We just don't get enough in our diet. A good multivitamin, always good. And, you know, digestive enzymes to help break the food down, probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. Those are all great things that can add to an already good diet, as they say. So anti-inflammatory diet, always a good way to go. That's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. That's in all the bookstores. And just if you're looking for things to do, those are some basics that you might want to consider. And as you go through this, and she goes through this, you might want to do it together. I'm always a big fan of when somebody has a health challenge in a family, if people do it together. There's accountability in that. There is encouragement in that. There is the fact that she's going to see you as being her cheerleader, which I know you already are, and I'm not doubting that. It just, our actions speak louder than our words. And so if dad jumps in and he starts eating well and starts kind of following this thing, because it's no different than somebody going through chemotherapy and somebody else shaving their head because the other person's going to lose their hair. And it may seem crazy. People do it all the time, though, just to show that they're in it with them, that they've got somebody that's going to walk through the whole deal with them. And just, you know, changing some of your eating habits to walk with it through. I mean, MS is a tough thing, no doubt about it. Technically, there's no cure, and there's a slow progression. But there's a lot of things you can do to support her body through this that can work in conjunction with her physician. And just make sure that if you decide on your own to do anything on the natural side, that you keep her doc posted on all that. Don't just start winging it because we had this conversation. It's always good, and any doctor will tell you, just let me know if you want to do something else. They'll tell you that. That's the way they'll pose it to you, so they can put it down in the chart, and they know that you started doing these things, and they can chart progress. I mean, my goodness, what if symptoms slowed down in 6 months? They would want to be able to chart that so they can see whether the disease is progressing or regressing or kind of coming down to a halt. It's just always good to keep that in motion with her physician and anybody that's involved in her care. But hopefully that's some encouragement to you. Exercise as much as you can. Don't forget that. That's always important. And drinking plenty of water. All the basics that we all know, but sometimes we don't do. 888-283-7272.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, though, I want you to know this. The body can change. Are you willing to change? That's the key. I've got an email come in. Samantha, actually from Florida, she writes an email. I've been struggling with menopausal symptoms. And for the longest time, my energy levels have been up and down. But I'm having hot flashes now, and what should I do? Well, it just depends, Samantha. I mean, that's kind of a broad question, but energy levels do fluctuate when you're going through menopause. You didn't list your age, so let's just say you're in your late 40s. So if at mid to late 40s, if the change is happening, you know, definitely menopause or postmenopause is when you haven't had your period for a year. That's technically the definition of how and when that happens. But if you're having these hot flashes, one thing that a lot of more of the natural healthcare practitioners are doing is they're using black cohosh and blue cohosh, both of those. It's an herbal formula that you can get at your local health food store, whatever, and it can be very helpful. It can help balance out estrogen levels. Estrogen is really the big culprit of why you start having those flashing type symptoms and you get the heat and all of that. So sometimes the thyroid can mimic it, but many times it is the estrogen that can play that role. So it's important to take a look at it, make sure things are getting balanced, things are getting where they need to be, and just really getting things in order. Because when it comes to the hot flashes, menopause, there's a lot that goes on. Eating properly is going to be a real big key in exercise. I know that sounds cliche, but it is true. Your foundation is so important with what goes on in your health. And putting the right kind of things inside of your body is key. So you want to make sure that you're eating a balanced eating plan. Anti-inflammatory diet, of course. The one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, I think would be a great start. But keeping everything balanced, equal amounts of lean protein sources, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of those. And keeping everything balanced because your proteins and your fats are going to keep your blood sugars balanced out, and it's going to help all the way around keeping everything where it needs to be. So hopefully that's helpful. Look into some of the supplementation, and don't forget your cod liver oil. You know I'm going to tell you to take that. Or suggested anyway, because I think fish oil, especially cod liver oil, one of the best things you can put in your body. It is. Vitamin A, vitamin D. Listen, that's grandma medicine at its best, in my opinion. 888-283-7272. Send me an email also at asaandrew.com. Going to the phone lines now, we have Hersey. Hi, Hersey. Welcome to the show.
Hello, doctor. How you doing?
I'm living well, man. What's going on?
Well, I've been a sick guy almost all my life. I now have, I'm 344 pounds, foot tall. Try to walk, say, 8 blocks. I'm having to stop and get my breath and everything.
I don't know why you're going through that. I know that's tough. I know you're in a place right now where you feel like you need to get your life back. Almost like it's just been taken from you in many ways.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing right now to build up your body, to build your body and bring health to it? Have you changed your diet? Have you looked into any supplementation? Talk to me about what you are doing.
I'm eating fruit, eating yogurt, only because I've heard of you saying so. Taking cod liver off. I don't know what's the difference between that and the fish oil, which is better, but I started with the cod liver oil, and then I'm walking, say, about a half a mile a day. I go out to the senior citizen place and get on this treadmill, and I can't go over 12 minutes, and I'm out of breath, and my knees hurt so bad from my arthritis, I just can't go no further than that so far.
Okay.
And I've been going at it for about, I'd say, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. All right, now you've been to your doctor recently. What have they said?
Well, I went to the doctor, and they took a panel of a blood test, and I was told that I had to take this cholesterol pill, this high blood pressure pill, and this Tramadol for pain. Wake up or stop breathing about 132 times during the night. So I don't sleep very good, about 2 hours, and I feel like I'm drowning. I got to sleep almost up in the setup position.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, it sounds like we need to hit, you've got a lot going on for sure, but I want you to know one thing is that your body can change, and we can't come up with a game plan. It sounds like you've got your eating a little bit on track, but maybe we can tweak that a little bit. Remember, it's all about taking these little daily steps, and we start doing one little thing after another, and then you'll look back months from now and you'll see how your health has changed. And so first and foremost, I've got the different health prescriptions that I talk about on my website at asaandrew.com. And one of those that's really important with what you're talking about, like you were saying, exercise, but it really comes down to eating and putting the right kind of foods inside of the body. So, for example, even though you've got diminished lung function, decreased oxygen, putting the right kind of foods is always first, no matter what, because if your eating is not right, then your health is not going to be right, because your body can only take and make good new healthy cells based on the foods you're putting inside your body every day. So if you're not putting in the right kind of fuel, your body can't make the right kind of cells. And that's the key. And so each meal, 3 meals a day, a couple of snacks in between, the fruits thing, that's great. Stay with that, because that's a good thing. We get a lot of nutrients out of fruits. But you've got to have a good lean quality protein source like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Even the yogurt that you're doing, no problem with that. Make sure it's goat's milk yogurt. That's the best kind. And then also, you've got to have healthy fats. The omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of those are critical for overall health. It cuts down inflammation. It helps with our endocrine system, which is a hormone system, and it just helps all the way around. Now, with you having an issue breathing and not getting, you're just feeling exhausted, feel like you can't get your breath, and having the conditions that you have with your lungs, then there's several things to look out for that can be helpful. Now, I know they did a blood test for you. I would definitely have them go back and check and see what other kind of blood test they can do, possibly to look at either a TIBC, which is looking at your iron, have them do ferritin so they can make sure you're doing good proper uptake and utilization of your iron, but to make sure also that your iron levels and saturation rate is okay. And have them do what's called MMA, methylmalonic acid. That'll look at your B12 levels and then folic acid as well. So I would look at all those because you could have deficiencies and not even know it. You could have certain deficiencies within the body and really not be picking up on that. And that's a real key to look at when you're looking at your overall health, because I'm telling you, in so many ways, it is important to look at everything when it comes to the lungs. I mean, definitely they're going to be doing spirometry. They're going to be doing tests on you to make sure your lung capacity is where it needs to be. But you also want to look at the nutritional deficiencies in there and any roles that they could play, because your body gets sick and breaks down for three different reasons. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. Number two, toxicity. And that can be anything from environmental toxins to emotional toxins. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that we can kind of couch that. And then there's also the genetic component. Well, you got the genetic component in there that's really, really a big deal. And that's what mom and dad gave us. But, you know, that's about 20, 25, maybe 30% in some cases. So the two-thirds of what we can do can be changed in a major, major way simply by changing our lifestyle choices, the things we eat. All of that plays a big role. Now, another thing with lung function and increasing pulmonary output, there are certain herbal formulas that can be helpful, like belladonna and hawthorn. There's some things that can be very helpful. You want to talk to your health food store person if you want, or you can contact one of the health coaches. They can do that as well. But someone will get you the help that you need as you're going through this. So hope that's helpful to you. Just, you asked one more thing, too, about the difference between cod liver oil and fish oil. And I want you to know the difference. The difference is fish oil is good. So regular fish oil is fine. Omega-3 fish oil is great. But if they don't use a cod liver oil source, it doesn't really have the vitamin A and the vitamin D that naturally occurs in the cod liver oil. And those are just two good components. You're talking about how your immune system just can't get up. You feel like you can't shake colds like you need to, and your body can't overcome any respiratory infections. Well, the vitamin D plays a big role. We know it through research that the vitamin D now is becoming this wonder nutrient that we don't get, that technically we get from the sun, but we just don't get enough of it. And the vitamin D levels are so critical for our immune system and building our immune system up, keeping it strong, keeping it where it needs to be so we can function and play at a high level. So another thing that might be good for you when you get all the blood testing done is get the vitamin D tested. Make sure that your numbers are between about 70 and 90 on the blood test so that it's at a good level, so you'll know exactly where it needs to be and exactly where to keep it. So it's just one of those things that when it drops down to 30 or 40, that's in the normal range, mind you, when it gets down in the 35 and low numbers like that. However, it becomes a challenge because when it gets down in those numbers, it's very difficult for the body to maintain proper endocrine function and also bone density and just all the way around immunity or immune system function. So just something to look at when you go to your primary care physician and just ask them. They'll run the test for you. But good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. And realize this, that don't lose hope with your health. I know you're struggling right now and you feel like it's tough and you feel like maybe you're in a place where your health is struggling, but that's okay. It's okay to go through the seasons of life where there's a struggle because it gives you a chance and an opportunity to have victory, to apply some new things in your life, to kind of take you from where you are now to where you need to be and to bring you to a new place in life. And I think that's what will happen. If you don't have a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, I hope you will get one because I think it'll be a great guide for you to kind of get you to the next level. And you're there. You just got to make some new changes. Following some of the basics here is part of that step.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistant delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Email came in, JC. In Little Rock, Arkansas, he says, I've been dealing with gout on and off for over the last 2 years. I've just been diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm ready to get well. Where do I start? Well, JC, that's a couple of great questions, a couple of things that a lot of people deal with. Gout being primarily the body's inability to break down proteins, and specifically they're called purines. And they build up uric acid crystals in the joints, like the big toe or the hip or the elbow or the wrist. And it becomes really, really painful, hot and red. And there's certain medications that are normally given for that. But there's some things you can do naturally, too, to help the body break down proteins a little bit better. Make sure you get a blood test done by your primary care physician and have them check out uric acid. A lot of times that's really important. And it'll show you if that's typically what's going on. There's several things that can be done. I'll tell you that. For breaking down proteins, really important. Now, the typical things that they say for gout, you want to stay away from red wine, red meat, processed foods, excess sugars, and fruit juices. You definitely want to stay away from those. That's important to make sure that you give the body what it needs to cut down inflammation. It's important to do that. The other, there's been a lot of research done, and we found in different articles that things like apple cider vinegar can help break down and stimulate more hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract in the stomach, which can help break down proteins a little bit better. And you can get the supplement form of HCl in most health food stores. It's called betaine hydrochloride. And that can help. So there's several things you can do if you're dealing with gout. And proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that you take in between meals, and they've been shown to have great promise as well. Now, dealing with diabetes, I don't know if you're overweight or not. It's hard to say because people that are thin get diabetes as well. But if you are overweight, losing the weight is important. Obviously, getting back to more of your fighting weight is going to be a good thing. Now, diabetes, we're dealing with the pancreas. Pancreas stops the insulin, and the insulin becomes a real challenge. Now, here's the deal. The receptor sites in the bloodstream for insulin begin to cut down. If you eat processed foods, sugar-based foods, over and over again, there's a big yo-yo effect that happens in the body. Finally, the pancreas just backs out and says, I can't do this anymore. And when that happens, the body, the insulin levels begin to decrease when blood sugar levels are going up and down all day, and the body gets worn out, and that's when you start leading into type 2 diabetes. So, some good things to do. Cinnamon is a really good spice in our cabinet. Most people have it. And you can put that on your foods. It's been shown in study and research to cut down and help balance out blood sugar levels. Chromium is really good too. Vanadium, manganese, and alpha lipoic acid. All those supplementations are good. But nothing is better than a good diet. And you can do the supplementation. You know, there's plenty of research out on them. But the actual foods are going to be so critical. Overall, so critical. And here's the deal. This is a little trick. Proteins and fats together will balance blood sugar levels. So you can't just eat, say, an orange. You can, but it's going to spike your blood sugar levels just a little bit. Now, oranges are pretty low in what we call the glycemic index, but you want to make sure that you do maybe a fruit and some nuts together, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, and maybe a little bit of fish, something like that. So you get a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate together. You're going to help balance your blood sugar levels naturally. And it can handle it on its own. So those are some things that can be very beneficial and very helpful to you along the way. So dealing with diabetes, dealing with gout, you want to get well, stay well, live well, remember, it's all about lifestyle choices. Do whatever your doctor has you doing as far as medication goes. But even the propyl type medications that they use for increased thyroid function that's out there, you have to be careful of those too, because there can be some side effects with that as well. So just if – I know you're not talking about thyroid here, but just be careful, because different medications such as that sometimes can have some – can cause difficulty in the body breaking down proteins. Not that it causes gout, but it can have some different side effects. So whatever medications you have, such as metformin, if you're doing any kind of glucophage, whatever it might be that your physician may have started you on, just make sure, no matter what, stay in line with what they tell you to do. But at the same time, do some things where you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. And make sure that they check your thyroid too, because a lot of times when you have gout and diabetes, those kind of conditions, sometimes a TPO antibody, which is the hidden antibody test that they usually do for the thyroid gland, sometimes they don't check that. They'll use just to TSH, T3, and T4. Everything might look okay, but you might have TPO that might be off. So you get that checked out as well. Those two, hand in hand, it's always good to do additional blood tests if your physician is okay with that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our quote for the day comes from one of my favorites. I mean, I absolutely love this. I'm a big football fan, and I love the old coaches like Vince Lombardi, and he said, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. I love it. And it's so true, the mentality that we have to have in life. Winning isn't everything. It's not. Sometimes you're not going to win. That's all right. But it's the desire. It's the desire to want to get well, the desire to say, I'm not going to settle for the kind of health that I have right now. Maybe I've made some poor choices up to this point, but I can make some new choices. I can make some brand new choices today and have the kind of health that I'm looking for tomorrow. Whether it's for you, it's your family members, your loved ones, whatever it is. It's the desire to want to get well. And that's what I want to encourage you with, is that the desire to want to get well, to stay well, to live well. You can do it, but you have to have a mindset change. It all starts in the mind. It's the want to. You get the want to down, and I'm telling you, everything else will fall into line. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our senior producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope one person at a time, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, don't ever give up the idea that there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.